what got me thinking about this was Ty's been in the 13th chapter of Acts, and if you want to turn there, there was this sorcerer there named Elymas, and in Acts 13, verse 8, Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them in seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? So that Paul knew that he was a child of the devil. And it's not always something that you can just say you know that that person is that way, but he was full of the Holy Ghost, it says here. So the Holy Ghost, I'm sure, revealed it to him that this man was a child of the devil. He was the enemy, it says there, enemy of righteousness. And John, if you go to 1 John chapter 3, he also gives some little ways of telling what children we are. So 1 John 3. Verses 8 through 10. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So John's making it clear there that Elymas, who was the enemy of righteousness, it says that who does not do righteousness is not of God. So Jesus went on further, and he talked about he had those that were always trying to get after him and accuse him and trip him up and things. And turn over to John 8, Gospel by John, chapter 8. And see what Jesus says to them, starting in verse 38. Jesus says, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham's our father. Jesus said unto them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So Jesus set it straight for them that they weren't, God wasn't their father, the devil was. They hated Jesus, they didn't love him. And they couldn't understand his word. And he also talked about the Pharisees, that they were hypocrites, and that they went to proselyte people. And he said, you make them twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. So, but now, let's go over to Ephesians 2 and see some of the contrasts here, what happens here. So, Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So We were children of disobedience, children of wrath, but then verse 4, those first two words, but God. We just love that. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. So we're saved by grace. God, in his mercy and love, redeemed us from that. And so just to go over a few contrasts here in a little bit of time we have left, in the parables, Jesus, this is the parable of the good seed and the tares. Jesus said that the good seed are the children of the kingdom. So I didn't actually find that phrase, the song we sang, a child of the king, but we're children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. And then in the parable of the unjust steward, he said that the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And so we're children of light, but it says that the children of this world, kind of sounds odd too, that Jesus would say that they're wiser than the children of light, but it's to their generation. Those that in their generation would look to them as being wise because they are doing all these things to take care of themselves, whereas the children of light, our affections aren't set on things here. They're set on things above. Our people that are of the world, this lifetime's their portion. That's all they're going to have. What we have is we're waiting to get our inheritance when we get to heaven. So we don't need to lay up in store for things here. And so our generation might look at us as not wise, but it's because we're looking ahead. We're looking to the things that are eternal. Children of light. And then also, Jesus said to love your enemies and do good. And he said that you'll be called the children of the highest, for he is kind and unthankful to the evil even. So love your enemies. So children of the highest, there's another one. And then Jesus was talking to the Sadducees who didn't believe in the resurrection. And this is in Luke 20. He said, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. So there's another phrase we can say, that we're children of the resurrection. And then Romans 9 talks about children of promise. Neither because they are they the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of flesh are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. So you know about how Abraham had a child by Hagar, the bondwoman, and that was Ishmael, and he was born after the flesh. But Sarah had the son that was promised by God, the son of promise. So we are also children of promise. And those that are of faith are the children of Abraham. So he's the father of the faithful. And then 1 Thessalonians 5 says, you're all the children of light and the children of the day. We're not of night nor of darkness. So there's a couple more. And then just in closing, 1 John 3, 1 through 2. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And I just remember Brother Hill talked about a guy that put on one of those sandwich signs and walked around and said, I'm a fool for Christ. And on the back it said, whose fool are you? How about I'm a child of God. And on the back says, whose child are you? So hope that's a little bit of an encouragement this morning. Praise the Lord.